have to ask you about last week. It goes without saying that it's a result that you didn't want.
Yeah, of course.
You got a lot of flack.
Yeah.
You personally got flack last week, and really for the first time since you've been the manager. How's this week been for you after that?
Well, I think obviously the supporters are entitled to their opinion. They pay the money. Like I said to you after the game, during the game, it doesn't quite help the players. You know, there's clubs up and down the country that have been in worse form than what we're in, and the supporters have supported the team still, so that doesn't help the team. With myself, you know, it's the first time, like you said, and it was an interesting one for me to see how I would learn with it and deal with it, and we've come out fighting this week in training, and that's the demand and the response that we're looking for from the team. I ain't ever going to duck anything or hide away from anything. It's not in my character. It's not how I was brought up. In adversity, you learn more and more about yourself, and I know what I'm going to do. I ain't naive or stupid enough to know that Sunday's performance wasn't good enough. So as a manager, you take that on board. But what it does do is makes me even more determined and focused to really make sure that we get a reaction and a performance this weekend.
Seems this week the same issues from a lot of supporters have come up, Gary. If you don't mind, I'll put a couple to you. Fans think the players aren't fit enough in the second half of matches and clubs are overrunning you. What's your response to that?
That shocks me. I think if, you know, you've looked at the season as a whole, and that's what people do. You know, people are always short-term. In 3 weeks' time, if we've won three games on the bounce in the last 3 minutes, guess what you'll be saying to me? God, you're finishing game strong. God, you look really fit. That one's a bit of an easy one. We've got Chris Neville that works with England's national team that's responsible for our fitness levels, along with all the other coaches and the support staff. So that one, that one's not true at all.
It's been levelled at you that you should have been more proactive, making changes earlier in matches that, at half-time last Sunday, for example, the supporters felt that changes had to be made. And in their opinion, you waited too long. What would your response be to that?
Well, it's the same again, isn't it? You know, you can please some of the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all of the time. And that's it's the same with the players. If we'd have made a change at half-time or earlier in the game and we'd have lost the game that way, people would have been saying, well, why did he change it so soon? Why didn't he leave it? Why didn't he give them the... You can't win with substitutions. The only thing that's guaranteed in football is that you don't get stick as a manager if you win football matches. I understand that, and that's what we've got to try and get to.
The other issue that was spoken about, Gary, was the form of your captain, Grant Hanley. Is he producing the same as he was doing last season for you? Do you feel he's producing the same level of performances now than he was then?
Well, I think when the team goes through the little spell of poor results, I don't think some of the performances have warranted the defeats that we've had. Obviously, it affects people, but I'm telling you now, Grant Hanley is the first one that puts his name forward to play in every game. He won't duck anything like it. If there's anything from him, he's 100% committed to this football club. Not so long ago, we were talking about his form and how he was hitting good heights again. And I fully believe, you know, he's going to go on and captain his country. I fully believe that he'll go and play in the Premiership at some point in his career. So he's a warrior. And like I say, he's hurting just as much as myself and the rest of the players and the supporters. We understand that. He ain't going to ever duck anything.